Welcome to Multifamily Real Estate Investing, presented by Mara Poling. My name is Pat Poling. I'm the founder and CEO of Mara Poling. Happy to be with you this week for an episode I've been promising for a while, and that is Multifamily Financials, a look at the DuPont chart. Now, what I've been promising for a while is that we'd have some new webinars to announce, and that's part of this week's episode, is a webinar that will be coming up in a couple weeks on this very topic. So, what is a DuPont chart? How does that drive performance in terms of cash and equity returns? What are the drivers that a DuPont chart talks about, and why do I care? That's what we're going to talk about this week. As always, if you have any questions, you can shoot me an email, pat@marapoling.com, marapoling.com. And you're going to hear me say this next piece several times this week, and that is, please go to the Learning Center at marapoling.com and register for this webinar, which will be September 8th. 2 p.m. in the East, 11 a.m. out West, Multifamily Financials, the DuPont chart. So with that, let's dive into this wonderful and I think really interesting topic. So what's a DuPont chart? If you've been around finance for some period of time, or you're a more experienced individual as I am, so an old guy, you're going to know what a DuPont chart is. You're going to say, oh, I remember those. I remember those from school, from business school. So a DuPont chart is simply a tool to analyze a number of drivers that ultimately result in financial performance. The traditional DuPont chart talks about things like asset turnover and gross margins and all sorts of other ratios that essentially are the drivers behind how you can improve the performance of that financial entity. Well, we've taken the DuPont chart and applied that thinking to multifamily real estate investing and have created a DuPont chart for multifamily. And our DuPont chart has 14 individual drivers that ultimately produce the growth in equity and value of an asset, as well as the cash return to the investor. And those 14 drivers are the underpinnings of all of the work we do in terms of managing performance. So when we look at how do we underwrite an asset, those 14 drivers are buried in the underwrite. They're the foundation of it. When we look at how we analyze how an asset is performing, it's those 14 drivers that we ultimately look at. Now, what are the 14? Well, we're going to go into that not only today. We may spend a little bit of time on it next week as well. We're going to go into it in a lot of detail in this webinar, in this live session. So I really would encourage you to go to the Learning Center at marapoling.com, marapoling.com. Click on the webinar link, and then at that page, you'll be able to register for the session. And again, that's September 8th. And when you register for that session, a couple things are going to happen. One, you're going to get some emails reminding you and saying thanks and all this other great stuff, which is wonderful. But most importantly, because you are registered for that event, even if you are unable to attend the live session, you will get all of the materials that we will be sharing for that particular session. And that's going to include not only the DuPont chart, the 14 drivers that we're going to go through that day, but a set of financials, actual financials from one of the assets in our portfolio that we're going to use to go through and illustrate how we use this chart, how we use these 14 factors. So I would strongly encourage you, even if you're not able to attend, if you know right now, hey, I'm going to be on vacation that week, it's a holiday week, I'm not going to be around, I'm not going to be able to participate, go ahead and register anyway. When you register, you'll be signed up to get this content. And anyone that registers gets first access to the recording of the session. And we record all of those webinars. Now, if you're listening to this 3 months from now, and you're saying, oh, I missed it, well, a copy will be on the Learning Center, on the Multifamily Real Estate channel, and you'll be able to go and watch it there. And if you would like to get copies of the material that we handed out, all you got to do is shoot me an email, pat@marapoling.com, and I'm happy to share that with you. Okay, so that's what a DuPont chart is. So why would you be interested in this? Why do we think you need to know this information? Well, let's talk about that in some segments, because our audience is wonderfully diverse. Some of you are investors in syndications, individual syndications, possibly in funds. Some of you are investors in some of our syndications, in our total return fund. And when you get a set of financials for your asset from your sponsor, they send out a quarterly set of financials or monthlies or annuals or whatever it happens to be, when you get those, if you just toss them in a drawer right now because you kind of don't really understand them that well, or you're intimidated by them a little bit, or they just don't make a lot of sense, well, these 14 drivers are in those financials. And understanding this DuPont chart, this relationship between those different drivers, can help you look at those financials, and maybe you'll have a better understanding. Maybe it'll simply help you ask better questions of your sponsor. I love that. I love it when our clients, when our investors give me a phone call or shoot me an email and say, hey, I was looking at this and I'm not sure that I understand that or that it makes sense or why is that happening? And they're always great questions, and it really is a wonderful opportunity to dialogue. Now, if you're not invested with Marapoling, but you are invested with other sponsors, do the same. Reach out to them with the questions you have. I would hope that you'd be able to speak with a decision maker and not just, you know, some investor relations kind of person. But reach out to them and give them the chance to answer those questions. The questions, again, come from having an understanding of those financials. Well, what if you're not an investor yet? What if you're thinking about becoming an investor in a syndication? Well, someone in that sponsor's organization is going to give you some financial projections, a pro forma. And when you look at that, it's going to have some of the information that's going to be in this DuPont chart, in this analysis that we're going to go through. Probably won't have all of it. And understanding those elements can help you then maybe ask some questions about the drivers that aren't included. For example, if you're given a pro forma and it simply has a line that says, revenue, well, then you can ask some more detailed questions about, well, talk to me about what you think vacancy is going to look like, or concessions, or bad debt, and other items that are buried a little deeper maybe than just what's on the surface level of that pro forma. So if you're thinking about making an investment, this can be a helpful tool for you to analyze an asset or a group of assets before you decide to pull the trigger and take that plunge. If you're not invested at all and you aren't even sure that this is something you want to do, this is just great educational content to help you understand more fully how multifamily real estate investing works. And while we have prepared this and are happy to do so, it's part of our ongoing commitment to the education of the investor community. This is not an analysis that only applies to Marapoling. This is how every real estate investment out there is going to work. And so you want to look at that in order to be able to understand potential investments you make. Now, I know for a fact many of you are not invested with a syndicator, a sponsor, and are not, at least in the near term, maybe contemplating that. And that's because you have your own portfolio. You've got a couple single family rentals or a few duplexes or a small, maybe, you know, 16-plex that you own or have a few friends invested with you. Well, this tool can help you better analyze your own financials as well as help you make ensure that your underwrite covers all of these items so that when you're looking at a potential acquisition, you know that, hey, I need to have these 14 items in there, and if I'm missing any one of them, I'm not going to have the entire picture I need to be able to properly forecast potential future performance. So a lot of value for, I think, everyone out there. If you're listening to me today, there's a reason for you to get this information. All right. So obviously, we don't have time today, although we may do a little next week as well. We don't have time today to go through the entire chart and to do so at the level of detail that we're going to in the webinar. Plus, obviously, the webinar is a live event. There's video. You can see the financials. You're going to have some material in advance to be able to work with. So lots of good content going on with that, which is why, again, I would encourage you, go to the Learning Center at marapoling.com, click on webinars, and you'll find the registration link there for Wednesday, September 8th. Go ahead and register now. And by doing so, you'll not only secure a space for yourself. We do have a finite amount of space, although I think we'll probably be okay for this one. We've just recently increased our audience size for webinars. But most importantly, whether you're able to attend live or not, you'll be able to get all the content as I described and get it earlier, and you'll get that follow-up copy of the session. Okay, so when we look at these 14 factors, I'm going to run through what they are and the relationships briefly. And then, again, in the webinar, we're going to go through this in some detail, and we're going to have actual financials from an asset in our portfolio that we will use to go through and look at understanding that driver better. And the real important piece, which is where I spend a significant amount of my operational time, is what can I do to move that driver in a way that produces a favorable change in performance. So we're going to start on the revenue side. So market rents. What's the market rent? What should I be getting for my product? I'm selling a two-bedroom unit that's 900 square feet and has a certain amount of amenities. What should I be getting for that in the marketplace? And then there's the actual, what am I getting, right? So the difference between those two is called loss to lease. So market rent and loss to lease actually gives me the rents that I'm asking and getting for my current units. That's the potential rent. If every unit was filled and everybody paid on time and I didn't cut anybody any deals, that's what we would have in the way of income. But that's not the case because we have physical vacancy, we have concessions, and we have write-offs because not everyone ultimately is able to pay all of their rent on time or even eventually. So when you take all those and put them together, the gross potential rent, the physical vacancy, the, you know, 50% off your first month's lease, those things, as well as the bad debt that's written off, you get down to a net rental income number. A really important number. A number that not only you want to be paying attention to, but if you go to borrow money, your lender's going to look at that number. That's going to be a really important number to them. But it's not the total story when it comes to revenue. And we are, I think, a really good example of this. And again, we'll have in these financials that we'll go through, we'll be able to point this out. Other income is not insignificant. The ability to generate revenue from fee income, and not just things like application fees and recovered security deposits and those kinds of things, but other income from amenities that are provided to tenants that tenants say, this is great. I like this. This is a wonderful service, and I am happy to pay $3 a month, $5 a month, $8 a month, $10 a month, whatever it might happen to be. All of those other income items together with that net rental income gives me my total income. So we've got a lot of levers to play with, a lot of drivers that can help us move total income forward. And that's a significant part, obviously, of how we're going to drive ongoing improvements in cash performance and growth in the value of the asset. But it's only half of the story. The other half of the story is operating expenses. So all of the things that we spend money on, spend. So this, I didn't use the word invest. Invest would be capital, right? So we're not talking about we're going to put $300,000 into building out some new units or doing unit improvements. Those are capital investments. We're talking about expenses, things that are spent. So this is salaries and wages for the team that manages and maintains the property. It's the property tax bill that we pay to the community that we're in. It's the turnover expense for when a tenant moves out and we need to go in and freshen the unit up so the next tenant that moves in has a nice, clean, functioning unit in order to be able to benefit from. It's advertising and all the other things that we do to operate the property. When you take that total income and you net out the operating expense, you're left with net operating income. And if you've been listening for any length of time, you know that net operating income is the number we say. If you're going to only focus on one thing, focus on net operating income. Look at how NOI performs, and that's going to give you the best indication of the quality and strength and performance of that asset. Now, it's not because NOI in and of itself is valuable. It's what NOI does. NOI is what funds the cash return. Now, we take the NOI and we subtract basically our mortgage payment, right? The money that we send off to the lender every month, as well as management fees. If you're in a syndication, you're paying me or whoever your sponsor is to manage that asset. This is typically the place where you're going to see those fees show up. And what's going to be left is the cash that's available to be distributed to the investors. If this is your own portfolio, you may not have management fees. If you have a property manager, that's going to be back in operating expense. But you also might pay yourself, right? You might have your life structured in such a way that you pay yourself a management fee. So you may or may not see that item, but any of those below the line items, as we would describe them, would show up here, and that's what gets you to the cash number. So NOI drives cash, and yes, when you purchase an asset, the level of debt, the leverage that you put on, the interest rate, and all the rest of it drives the debt service component. But NOI also drives the valuation of the asset. And that's because when investors purchase an asset, when we purchase a multifamily property, yes, we're buying real estate, and yes, we're buying a certain number of units, and all of that's true. But what we're really buying is we're buying an income stream. We're buying dollars of NOI. And how much am I willing to pay for a dollar of NOI? If I'm willing to pay $10, well, then that's a 10 cap. If I'm willing to pay $16, well, that's a 6 cap. If I'm willing to pay $20, it's a 5 cap. If I'm willing to pay $25, it's a 4 cap. And those cap rates, which is the tool we use, the ratio we use to describe the relationship between what's the investor community willing to pay for a dollar of NOI for that particular asset? That cap rate plus the NOI, put those together, and that gives us the value in the asset. So as we can manage those upstream items and maneuver them around, then we get to a higher and higher NOI. And as our NOI grows, it's going to grow cash, and it's going to grow the value of the asset. So this is a very NOI-centric model. What we want to do, and again, on Wednesday, September 8th, 11 a.m. out west, 2 p.m. in the east, and it will be recorded. We're going to go through all of those items. We're going to go through them in detail, and we're going to go through them with a set of financials from one of the assets so that you're able to follow along and say, okay, all right, I see how that works. I see how that works. I see how this feeds into that. I see how this feeds into that. And really give you a sense of how you can use this kind of tool, this kind of understanding, to be able to analyze an existing asset that you're in and its performance, a potential investment that you might make, or if it's your own portfolio, how to analyze your current performance and how to underwrite future potential investments. And again, the way that you register for this is you go to marapoling.com, MaraPoling.com, click on the Learning Center, and then inside the Learning Center, there'll be a section on webinars. So go to the webinar section, and you'll find a registration link there for this session. And you simply pop in there and click Multifamily Financials, the DuPont chart presented by Mara Poling, and put your email and your name into the registration page. You'll get a confirmation email back from us, and that'll have a link so you can add it to your calendar. You'll get a few reminder emails. One, I think it's the day before, and then maybe like an hour before, just to remind you that we're getting ready to start. If you can make it live, it's best, because we're going to have some Q&A. So there'll be an opportunity for you to ask clarifying questions. And by the way, you'll be able to do that during the session. You can ask them electronically. You type the question in. If for some reason we're not able to get to your questions, because oftentimes we have more questions than we simply have time for, if we're not able to get to your question, we will answer your question either directly to you in an email, or if it's a question that we think is valuable for everyone, we'll answer it in an overall response to all of the registrants, not just the attendees, but to all of the registrants. If you're not going to be able to participate, again, we will record it, but you can also send questions in advance. So if you know you're not going to be able to come, but one of the questions you have is, I don't understand the relationship between concessions and net rental income. What's that relationship? I don't know that I really get the whole concessions thing. Great. Send me that as a question. And what we'll do with those questions we receive in advance is we'll use them to actually flesh out the presentation a little bit. So we spend a hair more time on that particular item, and then we'll acknowledge that question at the end. So those you would simply, you can reply to the email that you'll get confirming your attendance, your registration, or you can just shoot me an email. Again, pat@marapoling.com, and I'll be happy to add your information, your question into the presentation and make sure that we get it addressed. So, nice overview, I think, this week of those drivers that ultimately give us the cash performance and the equity growth. At the same time, while this is a nice little snapshot, we want to dive a little deeper. So join us on the 8th of September for that deeper dive. We're going to track comments this week. We'll see what kind of feedback we get, what kind of emails I get. And if over the next couple of days, there's some additional questions that you all have raised around the session or around these items that I can deal with in a podcast, the webinar is the best way to do it. But if there's a few items that come up that are, hey, can you talk more about X? You know, can you talk more about operating expense? Or, you know, you didn't talk about how LTV is involved or the interest rate. If you have questions about any of that, shoot me an email. And then that may be the content we use for next week's podcast. Again, that'll give you some more info to look at before we get to the actual session on the 8th. So I hope you found this week's session enjoyable, and I really do hope that you're able to join us, whether it's live or via the recording ultimately, for the session on the 8th of September. And with that, I hope you have a great week, and I look forward to talking to you again next week on another episode of Multifamily Real Estate Investing, presented by Mara Poling.